Spain is the reigning world champion of soccer. In the past 10 days, two incidents of racism have sullied Spain's national pastime. European soccer's governing body has issued a stark warning, and just a month before the opening of the World Cup, there are calls to ban Spain from high-profile tournaments. Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid.
Spaniards are eating a lot of bananas these days. Here a news anchor interrupts her live broadcast to peel a banana and declare that she's a monkey. It's all part of a backlash to something that happened on a soccer field here two weekends ago. Barcelona player Dani Alves, a dark-skinned Brazilian, was about to take a corner kick in a game against Villarreal near Valencia when a banana landed on the field right in front of him. At first, people weren't sure what it was, says Salvador Rodriguez Moya, who wrote a book about racism in Spanish soccer and happened to be watching the game.
Se comió el plátano y sacó el corner, es decir,
Dani Alves picked up that banana, peeled it, took a bite, and then took the corner kick. And the message was, those racists can't rattle me, he says. Twitter and Instagram have exploded with celebrities, fellow soccer stars, even Italy's prime minister, posting selfies with bananas and the hashtag #WeAreAllMonkeys in various languages. It's a funny reaction to a very serious problem of racism in sports across Europe, says Georgina Siglossi with the European Network Against Racism in Brussels.
From racist chant to throwing bananas like we've seen in Spain, monkey chants, and of course black players are particularly targeted. But there have also been many examples of anti-Semitic slogans, Nazi salutes at different occasions in Eastern Europe.
Racism first became an issue in European soccer in 1970s England, when African and South American players first signed with top Premier League clubs. Now it's arrived in Spain, where La Liga attracts some of the world's best players. Carlos Alberto Pintinho was one of the first. He came from Brazil to play for Sevilla in 1981 when he was 25. But it was different back then, he says. You didn't have more than two foreigners on any Spanish team. Racism, it's so much worse now. In all the stadia, you can hear monkey chants. This is not good for our sport. The Spanish government passed anti-racism legislation in 2006 after then-Barcelona, now-Chelsea player Samuel Eto'o from Cameroon threatened to walk off the field amid racist abuse. The Spanish law slaps fines on soccer teams if they don't crack down on racist fans, but there are no criminal penalties. After eating the banana, Dani Alves joked he was glad for a little potassium boost. But then he offered a pretty scathing critique of Spain, where he lives and has dual nationality. Spain sells itself as being a first world country, but it's very backward, Alves told Brazilian radio. They're racist against foreigners. Alves also said he'd like to post a photo of that banana thrower on the internet to shame him. After several days, police finally arrested the man, a coach for Villarreal's youth soccer camps. He's been fired from that job and banned from the team's stadium for life. Villarreal has been fined nearly $17,000 for his behavior. Some anti-racism advocates say that's not enough, and that until there are criminal penalties for racism in Spanish sports, players will continue to be harassed. Just this past Sunday, a Senegalese midfielder who plays for Spain's Levante team was taunted by rival fans making monkey noises. Pape Diop turned around and did a little monkey dance in the direction of the racist fans, but afterward told reporters he's sick of this. This affects me a lot. It happens in many stadia. I don't know if it's racism or a lack of respect, he says, but it has to stop. Afterward, a delegation from the rival team visited Diop to apologize for their fans. Meanwhile, European soccer's governing body, UEFA, has called on Spain to take appropriate action. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.